Sports. Bob Sports. Let's kick off with the Currie Cup. The Toyota Cheetahs suffered their first defeat of the season, losing with a 28-29 scoreline to the Pumas at the Toyota Stadium in Bloemfontein yesterday. The Cheetahs coach, Harvey Faree, said that they are still hopeful of topping the Bulls on the log.
Yeah, it's back-to-back losses, which is not great. And we're still with a chance. If we can get 5 lock points, we can still finish ahead of the Bulls. But it will be a tough ask, and we've got a lot of work to do.
In last night's second encounter, the Western Province were beaten 41-43 by the Griquas. And later today at 5 o'clock, the Sharks will tackle the Lions in the Currie Cup. Looking at the United Rugby Championship quarterfinals that will be taking place later today, at the Loftus Stadium, the Bulls will take on the Sharks at 1:45. Leinster will take on the Glasgow Warriors at 4:15. And at 7 o'clock at the DHL Stadium in Cape Town, the Stormers will take on Edinburgh. Moving on to football, the England striker Harry Kane is one goal away from scoring 50 goals for England, and he could reach this landmark against Hungary in the Nations League later tonight. Harry Kane said that he hasn't thought of this landmark too much.
Yeah, it all goes so quickly, you know, the major tournaments come around quick, the games come around quick year by year. You kind of edge up that leaderboard. So yeah, it's great to be close to 50. Obviously, still a few goals behind Wazza there, but the most important thing is just going out there and performing for my team, and that's what I'll try and do tomorrow.
Harry Kane is currently 4 goals behind the all-time record goal scorer for England, Wayne Rooney, who has scored 53 goals. And tonight at 8:45 in the Nations League encounter, Italy will take on Germany. And looking at your Telkom Netball League fixtures that will be taking place later today, at 10 o'clock the Sunbirds will take on the Tornadoes, at 12 o'clock the Diamonds will lock horns with the Queens, the Baobabs will take on the Aloes at 2 o'clock, the Flames will play against the Kingdom Stars at 4 o'clock, and in the last encounter for today, the Fireballs will look to get back to winning ways when they take on the Southern Stings. That's how we wrap up your sports news for this hour. For 5FM Sport, I'm Aaron Masemola. A final